President John Evans Atta Mills has expressed concern about the traffic situation in Accra and other urban centres. He has therefore asked road engineers and the city planners to collaborate with the government to find a lasting solution to the problem. President Mills expressed the concern when he inspected progress of work on the Accra Polo Grounds Painted Road bypass and the Tetekwashi Pantan Road. President Mills was happy with the progress of work so far and appealed to the contractors to finish on schedule. He was briefed on the Polo Grounds Painted Road project by the AMA Metro Director of Roads, Abbas Awuni. In an interview with Radio Ghana's presidential correspondent, Mr. Awuni assured the public that the $38 million Accra Polo Grounds Painted Road project will be completed on schedule. He said work is progressing as scheduled with 75% of the work. And our presidential correspondent has just joined us on the line. Now, which areas have the president visited so far?
Yes, from the Painted Road to what's going on with the Tetekwashi Pantan, President Mills is at the moment at Dodoa. He earlier inspected ongoing school facilities at the Tata Senior High School, where the government is putting up a two-story dormitory block and a 12-unit classroom block. And President Mills just finished addressing the Tata Regional House of Chiefs a moment ago, where President Mills actually described as a stab in the back, the decision by Ghana Medical Association to embark on strike, you know, because the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has failed, you know, to hook them onto the single pay policy. President Mills said when he assumed office, the previous regime had, you know, changed the single spine policy into, you know, has assented to the single pay policy. And so the government had the opportunity of, you know, ignoring it, but realizing, you know, the importance of the new pay policy to the Ghanaian worker, decided to go ahead with it and started implementing it. And so the President knows the single fine pay policy is not necessarily to increase the salaries of workers, but to address inequalities in the salary administration of the country. And so he said for the doctors to have gone on strike, he called for restraints and ask them, you know, to go back to the negotiating table. The government, you know, is prepared and has always kept fit with the people of Ghanaian workers and will do the same with the workers and with the Ghana Medical Association. So whatever problems that they have, they should rescind their decision and go back to the negotiating table, ensure that everything is ironed out amicably.
So apart from the doctor's issue, what other issue came up?
Yes, the president also touched on the use of vulgar language, insulting language on the airwaves, and also in the newspapers. He said Ghana is the only country that that we have, and so we should not do anything that would jeopardize the peace and tranquility of this country. He therefore asked those who are beating war drums to exercise some self-restraint in their utterances, because what they say can go a long way, you know, to destabilize the country. He also touched on the Ghana chieftaincy issue and the eventually the government who said that the government is interfering in chieftaincy matters in the Greater Accra region. Well, President Mills flatly denied this. He said government does not ensue traditional rulers or chiefs. All that government does is to partner traditional rulers in order to bring the needed development into the lives of the people. So it will therefore be erroneous on anybody's part to say that the government is taking part in chieftaincy matters. He said government is forbidden by the constitution, and so the government has no business, you know, doing anything to subvert, you know, the traditional system. Agatha.
So where is the president's next stop?
Yes, from here the president will be going to Adenta Metropolitan Municipal Area, where there you inspect a number of ongoing projects and cast out for new ones.
All right, many thanks for joining us. That was our presidential correspondent, Seth Eya.